Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on lower ego flexibility and difficulty forming close, loving and connective relationships with family members and friends, the ones that involve our husband, wife, or partner, our son or daughter, our girlfriend or boyfriend, and other family members as well as close friends that are often in need of some repair, some of them due to over-involvement, emotional over-involvement or enmeshment, or over-attachment going on inside the relationship. Some of them are due to a lack of involvement, emotional distance, and emotional detachment that can also be going on inside the relationship. But before going deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that can be affecting relationships, which could stand some improvement, sometimes a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs and values, attitudes and prejudices, which nowadays are often acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is within our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things are not going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives and relationships and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. Our show today is going to continue focusing on the formation of close, loving, connective relationships involving family and friends, which you've taught me is an important area of life that impacts the quality of our lives while being and living the best version of ourselves. Unfortunately, many people, probably most, are getting less rather than more out of the relationship they could have with their husband, wife, or partner, their son or daughter, their boyfriend or girlfriend, and other loved ones. I can certainly look back on my life and see many examples where a lack of healthy communication, compromise, clarification, compassion, and creativity blocked what could have been a better relationship between myself and others. Sometimes it was my fault. Sometimes it was their fault. And sometimes it was our fault, which I most often think was the case. The nature of our ego energy and what it was doing to the quality of our ability to communicate, to compromise, to express and receive compassion, and to create within the relationships in ways to solve the inevitable problems that come to all relationships was unrecognized. Each of them are tools that can be brought to bear in working through these surface issues, but that's not happening when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced. Have you noticed how often people fight over stupid stuff and keep doing that? It's not because they're stupid. It's because their ego is making them stupid and distancing them from the tools we can use to build the close, loving, and connected relationships I'm talking about, particularly those involving loved ones. Each of the tools that could be used to help small problems stay small problems or become resolved, over with, rather than becoming bigger problems, or preventing the unresolved problem pile from building up, weren't being used very often to address this. Have you noticed how people often repeat the same problems in new relationships? What's the constant? They are, and more specifically, their unchanged ego energy. Again, during today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of lower ego flexibility on forming close, loving, connective relationships with family and friends. And we're going to talk particularly about people with lower ego flexibility who often think in a rigid, inflexible way about relationships and what should or shouldn't be happening in them. They often have rules, their version of the truth, which is extremely important to them. These are truths about what should be happening in relationships, who should be in relationships, who can love who, and who can't, and there are many more. Their version of a close relationship often involves people who carry the same beliefs and attitudes and values and even prejudices as they do. In short, people who share and have come to embrace their truth. They have little interest in forming relationships with those who think differently, who have a different truth, which is particularly problematic when these people involve your spouse or partner or your children or siblings and parents. Again, one fundamental flaw they carry with them is they tend to equate differentness, in this case, differentness of thinking, with deficiencies. They often view alternative approaches to relationships as deficiency. Their rigidity weakens their ability to participate in open communication, where different viewpoints are welcome and respected, to develop compromises with loved ones that involve different ways of looking at things, to offer compassion to loved ones who think differently than they do, and an inability to be creative with loved ones because their rigidity stifles the creative process, which requires flexibility and open-mindedness, not closed-mindedness, which is where they're coming from. They also often think they're the smartest person in the room with all of the better ideas because they see them as connected to absolute truth, rather than the relative beliefs they're carrying around with them. And they, like those with higher ego power, often fail to see they may be winning the battles, so to speak, those being the conversations taking place, but they're losing the war, that being the relationship with their loved ones. A lot of ego stupidity going on there. They often foster relationships with their spouse or partner that have gotten old, tired, stagnant, and boring, rather than remaining young even as they mature, continuing to be vibrant and dynamic and exciting. There is often too much of the same old, built on rigid, inflexible thinking. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people experiencing these difficulties because we have billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the authoritarian, the love elitist, and the paranoid that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first symptom. You need loved ones to think like you in order to feel warmth and connection. People with lower ego flexibility often place a great deal of emphasis on the need for others to agree and think like they do. And they feel like there's a sense of warmth and connection when people come around to their way of thinking about things. Some questions that you can think about that have to do with this symptom. Do you experience a difference in warmth and closeness between those loved ones who share your views and those who don't? Does this apply to your children or siblings? Meaning, do you have favorites? These can be favorites that are built around the thoughts and beliefs and ideas that they share with you that they seem to agree with you on. How good are you accepting the differences that loved ones express from your viewpoints? How good are you at feeling comfortable with ideas or different ways of looking at things that maybe your spouse, your partner, your children or siblings are expressing? Also, do you make agreement a condition of feeling close to loved ones? These are the kind of thoughts that you'll need to think about over time because they get deeply into looking at what this energy is about. And also one more question connected to the symptom. Do you put more time and effort into loved ones who are like you? Meaning that you spend more effort to get to spend time with them, to do things with them. It's a terrible thing in some families when you start to see this schism sometimes that comes about as a result of people forming groups or alliances with each other based upon their tendency to think more like each other. So those are some of the questions for you to think about. We're going to go on to the next one. You think close relationships are about establishing similarity and agreement with loved ones about how to approach life. So the idea of closeness for people with lower ego flexibility is cultivating and trying to establish agreement or under a similarity with how to look at things, how to think about things, large and small, regarding different issues. Some questions connected to the symptom. Do you try to teach loved ones about the ways they should think or believe about different issues? These can be things like politics or religion or parenting or health. There's a lot of need to, quote, teach people. That is, getting people to think, loved ones to think, the way I think, the way they should be thinking that aligns with the way I think. Do you try to force your ideas or your beliefs or values or attitudes onto loved ones. This is something that people with lower ego flexibility often do. They try to force them, others, to think the way they do. Also, do you ask yourself or do you wonder, how can other loved ones or people in general be thinking anything differently than you do? There's almost a sense of mystification when people seem to be outside of their version of truth, their version of reality, and how could they be thinking that? People in this with lower ego flexibility have a difficult time understanding the experiences of others. They often take things in it's egocentric. That is, the world should kind of revolve around the way I think about things and the way I feel about things and the way I do things. And one more question connected to the symptom. Do you want closeness to loved ones to be on your terms, your truth? This sense of closeness, again, coming around to it being on your terms. Okay, we're going to go ahead now to the next symptom. You feel disliked and you feel disrespected by loved ones when they disagree with your ideas and beliefs. So disagreement is not easy for people with lower ego flexibility. They have a difficult time. Do you interpret disagreement as another way of disliking and disrespecting and keeping distance from you? So this whole idea of disagreement is very personalized for people with lower ego flexibility. This whole idea of live and let live or being able to agree to disagree, that's a very difficult way of going about things for people with lower ego flexibility because they're so intensely enamored with their idea of owning the truth. And also, do you experience feelings of anger and being rejected coming to the surface? So the feeling of anger often comes forward when people seem to be not agreeing with them or in a way taking it as a rejection, making things personal. And do you find yourself starting to speak less often to those people, those loved ones, when this is happening, when they're expressing disagreement? Our next symptom, you disrespect and you reject loved ones when they express different ideas or beliefs and values and attitudes from the ones you think they should have. So you take your displeasure into a more active way of doing things, in the way you work with them or how you treat them. Do you look down on loved ones who disagree with you? There's this idea that they're less than because they don't think the way I do. Or is it difficult for you to realize that different thinking may not be deficient thinking? As I mentioned earlier, differentness in thinking is often viewed as being deficient, and people with lower ego flexibility can't seem to get their head around the idea that different thinking can be just as equally effective, if not better. Also, do you express your displeasure to loved ones and attack them for their thoughts? And this can take the form of insults or ridicule or mean teasing. You know, why would you think that? Does the phrase, "that's just stupid," sound familiar to you? This is another way that people with lower ego flexibility express their feelings of anger when people don't agree with them. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'm going to talk about one more symptom before we go ahead and take a look at the reflections of ego stupidity that can be taking place. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid. Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about the impact that lower ego flexibility energy can have upon formation of close, loving, connected relationships with loved ones. And I have one more symptom that I wanted to share with you before we go ahead to talk about reflections of ego stupidity. This next symptom is that communication and compromise and compassion and creativity, they're often weak or absent in your relationships with loved ones. Lots of difficulty with each of those different tools for growing and relationships over time. There was a phrase that came to mind when I was thinking about today's program, and it's called walking on eggshells. A lot of times being with people that have lower ego flexibility energy going on in them, people with a volume level of 0 or 1 particularly, this feeling is it can be like walking on eggshells because you're concerned about if you say something that might upset them or if you disagree with them, they might take it in a way that's meant that they take as being much more personal than it is meant to be. So are conversations with loved ones tense for you? Are they tense for them? Do you insist that compromises should be passed in a fashion from your version of what is right, your version of truth, that compromises should be about finding the truth or using the most truthful basis for why we are making this compromise? And I happen to know that, and you don't, would be the attitude of the person with lower ego flexibility. Do you have difficulty feeling compassion for those who approach things differently? Maybe what they did, it failed, it didn't turn out well. And perhaps maybe you're enjoying their failure a little too much because they didn't do things my way. They didn't use my version of truth in order to deal with the situation. So instead of being supportive in the difficulty that they may have encountered from the decision they made, you almost relish in the fact that you were right and they were wrong. And also, do you have trouble creating in the relationship if it doesn't align with your ideas and thinking? People with lower ego flexibility, because they're so caught up in their version of truth, lack the flexibility to be creative. They spend a lot more time thinking inside the box and have one heck of a time thinking outside of the box to try new or different things. And part of that is because they're locked onto this idea that they are connected to the absolute truth. And so they think their beliefs are truths when perhaps they're just beliefs, they're relative to who they are and what their life situation was and all the different experiences they encountered, which are often unlike those of others that they are working with in life, particularly loved ones. We are coming to the end of our discussion of symptoms. I want to mention that I didn't get to all of them, but you can find them in the free download if it's Your Ego Stupid on my website. You don't have to have all the symptoms or any of them all the time, but the more symptoms you do have and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you're experiencing lower ego flexibility energy that needs to be healed. And I would suggest that you consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Hiding from us due to the prism or the filter or the lens that we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego flexibility person's ability to form close, loving, and connective relationships. These are some of the ways that rigid, inflexible thinking can be showing up in relationships with loved ones. Some of them may seem strange or weird or wrong or funny or inappropriate because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower ego flexibility, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts and feelings and behaviors, particularly those having to do with close relationships and what should or should not be taking place within them. This can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they think or feel or do are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower ego flexibility person is looking through to see what's taking place. They're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy that's leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity. They can do this with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and what ego isn't, getting to more of the truth about ego that I have shared with you in my different programs. Also, being able to tune into our ego energy or tuning into their ego energy, getting to better understand the volume level of their ego power and the volume of their ego flexibility and the volume of their ego vulnerability, each of which I assist you with during my programs and my books and within the website. And one more ingredient to ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that they created with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So this next part of our show today is going to focus on that third contributor to ego medicine, involving looking at the reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality, the kinds of inaccurate or illogical or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego flexibility think a lot of the time and bring into the forming of close relationships with loved ones or not. So here's the first non-reality-based thought. When loved ones are thinking the way I am, we're close. So this notion of feeling close is linked to the thinking that when they are thinking the way I'm thinking, we're building a close relationship. That is non-reality-based thinking that people with lower ego flexibility get into. Their egoic voice is talking through and into them this way. They define closeness and connection is defined as sharing their truth. They have additional thoughts that can include my ideas and values and beliefs should be the basis for a close relationship. So they're often carrying this notion. It can be completely unconscious, something they're unaware of that's going on, but it's centered on their version of truth, reflected in those kind of things. They also often think that my truth is the right one for my spouse and partner and other close loved ones to have, that they need to have what I have for things to be good. When your ego flexibility is beginning to be more balanced, you begin to realize that closeness and connection really has a lot more to do with respecting the different views of loved ones. That is a difficult thing for people with lower ego flexibility to get their head wrapped around. But when they get connected to that reality-based idea, that's indicating a shifting of their ego energy. But until that, when you're thinking that loved ones are thinking the way I am, that we're close, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity, my loved ones need me to teach them Well, actually, we're going to not cover that. We're going to go on to another one. When loved ones are disagreeing with me, they're being disrespectful and rejecting me. So people with lower ego flexibility experience disagreement, something I referred to earlier, as being disrespect and rejection. Now, that's a non-reality-based thought because it doesn't mean that you are being rejected personally or you're being rejected by others or disrespected by loved ones. It just means those ideas or things that people aren't agreeing with. But some additional non-reality-based ego-rooted thinking connected to this is that you, when you disagree with me, it's disrespecting my truth. And again, disagreement doesn't necessarily mean disrespect. It just means disagreement. And that another thought they often carry with them is that disagreeing with me is rejecting me. So there's this almost implicit message being sent that you're not allowed to disagree with me, which is a non-reality-based thought that people with lower ego flexibility experiencing. So they are often experiencing disagreement in a very personal light because they are so enamored with their ownership of the truth. That's what makes it so personal. They just seem to be locked in to how their version of truth is to be owned and embraced by everybody. Now, when your ego flexibility is healing, you realize that loved ones aren't disrespecting or rejecting you when disagreement is happening. And it can actually be a loving experience because perhaps they're sharing something with you that you need to know, that you need to better understand. That is reality-based thinking at work. Often, it's elusive for the lower ego flexibility person. So when you're thinking that if loved ones are disagreeing with me, they're being disrespectful and they're rejecting me, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, it's okay to disrespect and to reject and become angry when loved ones are disagreeing with me. The lower ego flexibility person often feels justified in being able to push back in often negative ways because they're rejecting my truth, which I know is the right thing for people to know. This response and the treatment in me are in order, they often think, when people violate my truth. And they often get caught up in notions that my feelings are more important than loved ones when disagreement is happening. So the other person's feelings are often illy considered or non-considered when there's disagreement. And they often give themselves permission to act this way to defend their truth because truth is so important for them to hold on to. And this kind of reminds me of what happens with people who engage in uncivilized or non-civilized, non-peaceful protests. The idea that I can go ahead and act in a violent way because my truth is the one that should be upheld. That's just non-reality-based thinking. When your ego flexibility is healing, meaning it's becoming more balanced, you begin to draw a line as to how far you can go in responding to disagreement from loved ones. And that often includes the line that says, I can't allow myself to act in a disrespectful, hostile, destructive way with others, even when they disagree with me. But until then, when you're thinking that it's okay to disrespect or reject and become angry when loved ones are disagreeing with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. The next reflection of ego stupidity. I always know what's forcing my ideas and beliefs onto loved ones is okay because it's for their good. So the person with higher ego flexibility thinks it's okay for me to push things onto other people, to force others to get to know what I know, and for them to acquire, to embrace what I'm thinking because it's for their good. And some of the additional non-reality-based thinking connected to that is that I always know what's better for them because I'm right. Again, that whole truth thing, that there's an intolerance of others due to the fact that they own the truth. And so they often think that my ownership of the truth justifies the use of force meaning that I can try to compel people to know my truth. I can threaten them. I can intimidate them. I can humiliate them towards the end of getting to know my truth, because it will benefit them. And they also think that my good intentions justifies the use of force. So because I am well-intended in their own mind, that it's okay to force people to think certain things that I want them to think. When your ego flexibility is healing, you realize that believing that you have a better truth for them to know and having good intentions doesn't justify force. So you begin to realize that just because maybe you think you're right about something and that you are well intended, so to speak, that force is not justified, doesn't provide that. In fact, it reflects that you're not in the right place. But when you're thinking that you're forcing your ideas and beliefs onto loved ones is okay because it's for their good, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to now take a look at ego insights. These are connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty forming close relationships. They are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you happen to be a person with lower ego flexibility, or their ego blindness if you know somebody who's a loved one who is experiencing this, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties forming close, loving, and connective relationships. And here's the first insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice is stopping you from realizing that your sense of closeness is based on how much loved ones share your version of truth with you rather than sharing life with you. So that's how you define closeness, sharing your truth rather than sharing life. And you may be sharing your truth with them, though they may not be acquiring it, but you're really not doing a very good job of sharing life with them. So this often makes relationships with loved ones conditional because they're based on how much they are able or willing to share your version of truth. Failing to realize that genuine closeness is based on being able to accept people for who they are, not how much they think like you. Also, that you can never be truly close to loved ones and they to you unless they are free to be who they are in your company, something that you tend not to be particularly good at. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. We are going to continue talking about some ego insights, and the next one I wanted to share with you is that your lower ego flexibility voice is preventing you from knowing that accepting differences between yourself and loved ones has an important impact on the relationships you're growing with loved ones. These are differences that loved ones possess that can serve as the basis for a closer, more loving relationship than can ever be known by their becoming another version of you. What you're doing is you're telling them it's not okay for them to be who they are. And you're rejecting the differences of loved ones, which can never lead to closeness with them. This is what's going on. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice is preventing you from realizing that even though your intentions and ideas may be good, you are trampling on the egos of loved ones. So even with good intentions and maybe good ideas, that the way you go about things is, I call it, trampling on the egos of loved ones. And this can often lead to their resisting your ideas, no matter how good and well-intended they are. It's blinding you to how poorly you're going about managing the process of sharing your truth, which oftentimes is disrespectful, though you may not be intending this, but it's your energy's getting the better of you. And you're overlooking your approach to loved ones because you're so consumed with your truth. When you're so married to the truth that you carry around with you to the point that all other truths are unable to be tolerated, this intolerance, this rejection of other ways of doing things, particularly within love and relationships. When you're fully awakening, you'll be able to see all of what I've just shared right here. Another ego insight, your lower ego flexibility voice, is preventing you from realizing you're being led into lots of feelings of anger and frustration and resentment based on a faulty understanding of disagreement. You have a very poor understanding of disagreement. It's an understanding that's lacking because the notion of truth and disagreement don't work together for you. That the disagreement means embedded within it that there are different truths and people do not share the same ones. So you begin to feel this anger and resentment built upon a faulty understanding of disagreement. You're finding rejection of you by loved ones when that's not their intention. So you're finding rejection when it's not really there, but that's the ego energy creating this experience of being rejected. In some ways, I would call it false rejection because you're not being rejected. You just think you are. And also that thinking loved ones can't like or love you very much in the midst of their disagreement with you, failing to realize that maybe your approach to disagreement and your feelings toward people doesn't have to be where their feelings toward you. That meaning that they don't need to be feeling, or they may not be feeling anger or resentment or frustration with you the way you feel it toward them. That they aren't approaching disagreement with you in the way that you approach disagreement with them. They're only likely to be finding disagreement, not rejection, the way you are. And so when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight, your lower ego flexibility voice is preventing you from realizing how much negative treatment and criticism of loved ones is creating distance from them. So the way you interact with people in the face of being disagreed with and with loved ones is actually creating lots of, you're building walls, you're pushing them away from you as a result of the way you handle things. So when you're trying to embarrass them or humiliate them or intimidate them for disagreeing with you, that's really doing great harm. When you're trying to embarrass and humiliate and intimidate them in order to get them to agree with you, that's doing great harm to the relationship. Oftentimes, people with lower ego flexibility resort to insulting the intelligence of others for thinking differently. You know, making that reference to people being stupid. And a lot of times, what you're doing is throwing psychological punches at them when you're angry or frustrated with them that are actually psychological abuse. They're actually quite harmful and distance creating within the relationship. You know, when I was a kid, they used to use this phrase, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. And people said, you know, that's a way of just dealing with being teased or made fun of for your appearance or your weight or whatever. And that was a collective ego stupidity at work because psychological abuse is painful. It's difficult. It's harmful to people. We're seeing it, you know, in the rates of suicide for young people who are getting this kind of abuse due to cyberbullying. So this whole idea that we should ignore or people, I'm not doing as much harm as I think I'm, or doing more harm than I think I'm doing. You need to get a better handle on this because you're actually hurting people a lot. So when you're fully awakened, you're going to be able to see all of this. These are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and insights involving ego's voice, and there are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. We're now going to take a look at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness and how lower ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to forming close, loving, connective relationships. Our ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love the life and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds when our ego energy is getting in the way of forming close, loving, and connected relationships. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. So here are some examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those with lower ego flexibility. And we're going to start with being the love God is. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships with family and friends when their needs to have them embrace their truth are undermining the offering of unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love in these relationships. So that's all being undermined when you are consumed with people embracing your truth, loved ones embracing your truth. Your divinity doesn't involve imposing your version of truth onto the communication, compromise, compassion, and creation taking place in these relationships. It doesn't allow for you to undermine full and meaningful participation by loved ones in order to meet your needs that they come to live in your truth and not their own. When you're imposing conditions for offering and receiving love from loved ones in the service embracing their truth, you're not being the unconditional love that God is. And when you're undermining the opportunities for full and meaningful communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity in the service of having loved ones adopt your truth, you're not being the connective love God is. When you're burdening loved ones with meeting requirements fashioned by you to acquire your truth in order to love them and to receive their love, you're not being the unburdened love God is. So when you're limiting the amount of love you're giving and receiving based on how much loved ones are embracing your truth, you're not being the unlimited love God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Now we're going to take a little bit of time to talk about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and forming loving relationships when their needs to own the truth are leading them to dishonor loved ones with thoughts of being less worthy of meaningful participation within the communication and compromise and compassion and creation taking place when loved ones are failing to embrace their truth. Your divinity involves the opportunity for full participation, not partial participation, but full participation of all loved ones as you honor and respect what they have to contribute to them, and even when their truth differs from yours. When you're dishonoring loved ones by treating your thoughts and words as being more important in the service of your need to have them own your truth, you're not being the life God is. When you're refusing to find compromises and solutions that are able to respect the needs and the feelings of loved ones due to your needs to have them acquire your truth, you're not being the life God is. When you're failing to honor and respect the feelings of loved ones with empathy and compassion due to your needs to have them acquire your truth, you're not being the life God is. And when you're not welcoming and honoring the contributions of loved ones in order to grow the relationship due to your needs to own the truth, you're not being the life God is. So when all of this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk about being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. Being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being when you're connected to human and divine truth. A capacity that has been 3 million years in the making and has and includes ego energy designed into it. Our divine ages are built on the love, the life, and the energy God is. And that has led to your and my incredible design, which includes ego. Though our human ages may be different, our divine ages are all the same, because we all began from the same starting point and the same source. Be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, or Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close, connective, and loving relationships when their healing and transformation is being weakened by inability to participate fully, meaningfully, and authentically within relationships involving loved ones. The root of these difficulties involving their intense needs to own the truth for themselves and for loved ones who are required by them to share it. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which the truth of who you and loved ones are is being fully represented, acknowledged, and respected, including areas where there is needed growth. It involves healing and transformation, and with healthy relationships with your loved ones serves an opportunity for this to take place. But when your needs to own the truth for loved ones are distancing you from exploring truth and understanding within communications involving loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. And when your needs to own the truth for loved ones are distancing you from exploring the truth and understanding that serves as the basis for meaningful compromise, you're not being the energy God is. When your needs to own the truth for loved ones are distancing you from exploring the truth and understanding that serves as the basis for genuine compassion for loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. And when your needs to own the truth for loved ones are distancing you from exploring the truth and understanding that welcomes creation and contributions from loved ones in order to grow the relationship, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we can remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from lower ego flexibility and able to form close relationships with family and friends. All of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on spiritual wellness I referred to earlier was when ego is speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your lower ego flexibility, this is what your voice will be speaking. This is an excerpt from The Two Voices Within. I no longer ask my partner or other loved ones to think my thoughts in order to experience closeness to them within our relationship. They no longer have to think like me so we can be on the same page, my page. I realize how harmful and destructive to our relationship and to them I had been when placing this requirement on them. I was asking them to be less like themselves and more like me, a false premise for connection and unity. I can see the pain I had caused them by asking them to give up parts of themselves to keep peace and me in the illusion of peace. I had made our relationship not full, but hollow, by asking them to lose themselves within it. Again, the words of your voice when healing from lower ego flexibility. As we leave our focus on lower ego flexibility and difficulty forming close, loving, connected relationships, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. If you'd like to take things a little further, I'd recommend looking at chapters 5 and 10 from It's Your Ego Stupid, chapters 3 and 9 from The Two Voices Within, and Chapter 7 from Ego Spiritualism. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. Our program next week will focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty people have in forming close, loving, connected relationships when they're living in this energy. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.